Dr. D from Animal House Veterinary Hospital on Pigger Road. Call 479-2800. 24-hour emergency service available. Always got a vet on hand. Ask about their wellness program. Check out the Montessori School for Dogs. My dog loves it. Has a good time.
Yeah.
Right now, got some great questions for
Snow
Dr.
Melts
D.
At 32.
That's what I hear. We'll see what happens. Here's our first question for Dr. D. Here we go.
My dogs are developing some type of, I don't know what it is, some type of, like, scab, not scabs, but I think maybe some cold weather injury on their ears. What's a good thing to apply on their ears for the winter?
Oh, so it's got some scabs on the ears. Is it on the tips of the ears? Have they changed color?
They don't change color, but they are at the tips.
Well, you know, sometimes if you have a collar with a lot of tags on it and they shake their ears, make sure their ears are clean first, because if they're shaking their ears and they hit their collar with the tags, it makes little tips broke.
Wow.
On the tips of their ears. So the first thing we look at are inside their ears and make sure there's something in there that's, you know, an infection or something like that. The other thing is sometimes food. Food will make them flop their ears more.
Little scabs on the end.
Well, on the very, very end of it, one dog I would think it's okay, but he said he has dogs that are doing it. So that's kind of weird. There also is what they call a cold agglutination autoimmune disease, that the cold makes the platelets kind of clot at the tip of the ears, and it goes ahead and gets them all crusty. See it more in like wiener dogs, you know, smaller dogs like that. But I'd say it's worth a trip to your veterinarian so you can figure out what to put on it, because, you know, we want to figure out why it was caused, not just try and patch it up with a patch job with some ointment.
All right. There we go. Let's go to the next one. Here's our next one here.
How old is too old to be able to train your dog?
Can never train train an old dog to new tricks? Is that what they always say?
Yeah, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I don't know. It just takes more persistence, because most time old dogs are kind of set in their ways, just like old people.
Right.
So you have to kind of condition them over and over and over. I've tried to do it with my mom and the computer didn't work.
Okay.
So, but it just takes longer.
So it can be done. It just takes a lot longer.
And I don't know what we're training here. Is it in the house have an accident, something like that? But old dogs should all have some blood work and really looked out, ear analysis, things like that. After the age of 7, you should do it once. At the age of 10, you should do it every year just to monitor what's going on.
Okay.
So you don't say something's behavior when it could possibly be medical.
There we go. Let's go. Here's our next one.
Why does my cat bring me dead animals?
Why not?
What else are they going to do?
I mean, what else are you going to do? They're just wanting to share, you know?
So is there, because ours did the same thing. I told you, and I've mentioned it on the show, that during the summer, they averaged about 3 kills a day.
I know.
It was all voles and shrews, but they would lay them out right by the back door for us to see.
Yeah, and this was a big shrew year. So they're really proud of this.
Oh, man.
They're really proud. So, you know, they're
feline ethnic cleansing going on.
But animals bring other dead things back to you because that's their natural thing. Like wolves bring food back to the den for the puppies. And, you know, lions bring food back to the den for their kittens. And so I think when a cat does that, it's just trying to tell you it loves you.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a couple of good recipes for shrew, you know.
Okay, so there you go. We'll put that on for the next show. We got one more question here. Here we go.
My question is, how late is too late to get my dog fixed? Because he's already 7 months and he's going kind of crazy.
Well, fixing him might not cure crazy. It'll stop him from running off and being a sex machine. You can either have a pet or a sex machine.
You can't fix crazy.
You can't fix crazy all the time. That's called training. So neutering does help, you know, kind of contain them from wanting to run off and be a little more aggressive.
Right.
But at the same time, I think what you need is training. There's several trainers in town that are excellent. We have one, Positive Puppy. There's a canine group out in North Pole. So there's a bunch of trainers out there, but I'd say get them into training twice a week with you to show how you can control crazy.
All right, there you go.
But I also think you should neuter him, too.
Neuter him. So 7 months. But he's ready.
He's ready.
He's ready right now. There you go. That's Dr. D from Animal House Veterinary Hospital on Pegger Road. Check him out. Or, of course, give them a call, 479-2800, the Montessori School for Dogs, the laundromat. I know Ryan went and used the laundromat about a week ago. It's awesome. You bring your stuff in, and it's a nice place instead of destroying your bathroom.
Yeah.
Perfect place for that as well. They got the retail store, and, of course, the full...
We do need you to have to make an appointment.
Well, because, you don't just show up.
Well, we only have one dryer, and, you know, having the tumble dry, and dogs are in there, and somebody else shows up, you know? It's just kind of hard.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Dee. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to be here. You guys keep warm today.
Oh, yes, we will. Thank you very much. All right. On the way.